The strategic plan that we're looking to change really has been largely unchanged since 2007. We did a partial review in 2016, but it's now time to be looking to the future. The strategic plan ties in to everything else that we do planning-wise on the island and development-wise, so it's important that people have their say.
And this plan was announced 2 years ago. Why has it taken so long for us to get to this stage?
So strategic plans take a very long time. It's you know, they are around for a very long time, so it's important they are done properly. We are now putting out the formal documents around the strategic plan and looking for feedback on that.
Will this then tackle the housing shortage that we have on the island?
So part of that will feed in. So, for instance, our requirements for housing and what came out of the objective assessment for housing need will all feed into the strategic plan.
About 2 years ago, I know some of the local authorities had some concerns about protecting the countryside. I think it was Aubrey and Rushen at the time. They held a meeting around wind farms, and they believed that the plan would make it easier for planning permission to be granted for things like wind farms. What kind of assurances do you have for protecting the countryside?
The stage we're at now is actually putting out the formal documents, and that's exactly the sort of feedback that we want people to be able to feedback in. This is the opportunity for everyone to comment and everyone to become involved.
Once you get the consultation results, how soon can we see everything moving forward?
Yeah, so once the consultation is out of the way, after finished on the 27th of October, the timelines then start kicking in. There is actual legislative timelines that need to be followed in relation to the strategic plan, and we'd be looking to bring something forward for final approval in about 12 months' time.
That would be around the time of the next election. How would we be able to ensure that, you know, after the next elections, whoever is in cabinet at the time will be able to take this forward or will be taking this forward?
Well, you know, the island does need a strategic plan. It hasn't been updated since 2007. The strategic plan will be informed by the consultations and representations and also the strategic needs of the island. It will, of course, be for the next administration to decide if they ultimately wish to get the plan approved or not, or put it forward for approval, because it will overlap administrations. But it's important that we press ahead and we get this done. There's been enough delays as it is. I think it's important that we actually start moving on this now, even although it will cross administrations.